Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Have you ever been somewhere and you just feel really drawn to somebody and you might even tell that person like, oh, there's something about you. I don't know what it is. And I've heard this from people before, and a lot of people say, oh yeah, well, I'm a believer. And that does happen. Some people see something about this person. It's seeing the unseen. It's seeing Christ in that person. That's what I think. So I've got the perfect story to illustrate this. I had this happen to me when I was in college. I wasn't even a believer yet. And I'm on a Southwest flight headed back to Baltimore. You can sit wherever you want on a Southwest flight. I'm looking around and I notice this woman who's sitting in the, she's by the window in one of the rows. There's a guy on the end. So the middle row is open. And I don't know why I would take that, because I think there were other rows. I mean, who wants the middle? But for some reason, I felt drawn to this woman like I was supposed to sit next to her. It was something about her, and I couldn't put my finger on it. We take off. Everything is just kind of going smoothly. And she pulls out her Christian books. And then I roll my eyes because, like I said, I'm not Christian. And I thought Christians were weird. And I thought, I'm sitting next to one of those people. But fine. I mean, she was still pleasant. Like, I was still drawn to her. No conversation until we actually land. And we're kind of getting our things together. And she looks at me and says, are you Devin? And I'm not making this up. She said, are you Devin? And I was a little ghost white, but there are other Devins. It's not a super common name. I thought, oh, yes. And okay, maybe I look like somebody you know. And she goes, do you go to Gettysburg College? And that's where I went to college. And I said, okay, now I'm a little scared of this lady. What's happening here? And let me just add, she had never seen a picture of me, and I didn't have anything out with my name on it or school info, anything like that. And she said, I have been praying for you for so many years. Your mom is in my Bible study group. Okay, what? Random Southwest flight. I feel drawn to sit next to this lady. I have no idea who she is. I'm probably ghost pale at this point. And then she proceeds and says, oh, I'm so glad you're here and God put you here because I have a book for you. Okay, so this lady on the plane packed a book for me, apparently, that she wanted to give me, which was Philip Yancey's What's So Amazing About Grace, a book I still have and cherish today. So I didn't pass out, but I was so shocked by everything that just transpired. I thought, what in the world is it? What did I see in this woman that drew me to her in this way? And look at the response. So that was really cool. Let's keep ourselves open to these moments. It's a whole lot of fun, I will tell you that. Obviously proceed with caution because the world can be a little crazy, but ask God, like, is this you, Lord, at work? Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely, and now let's go live Insight Out.